Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, good afternoon. It is 4:12. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in with you on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. What a difference 3 days makes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the forecast only gets better. And you were telling me about we'll get into this in a minute, but we were chatting about this just before we came on. You're telling me I'm going to have to break out the sweaters next weekend.
Late next week, around Thursday, so around a week from today, bleeding into next weekend, it is supposed to be chillier, yes.
That is absolutely amazing. But you know what? Hey, I'm ready for it.
Oh, yes. It's long overdue, man. We're in mid-November right now. We're going to be knocking on the door Thanksgiving at that rate.
Yes, we will. If you're heading to the Fort Pickens area of the Gulf Islands National Seashore tomorrow, this was a today-tomorrow issue because today's about wrapped up, but tomorrow parking could be an issue for you. The Langdon Beach Pavilion and Battery Langdon parking lots going to be closed for resurfacing on both of these days. We'll just make it for tomorrow. Making parking spaces extremely rare. So just keep that in mind if you're maybe thinking of making a day of it out at Fort Pickens. It's going to be beauty. Yeah. It's going to be an absolute beautiful day. I wonder how many absenteeism calls people will get and getting, I don't feel like coming in today.
Absolutely. You're gonna get a lot of fake sniffles on the phone.
So if you're heading out to Fort Pickens, go ahead and do so. And also remind you tonight, Beaver Moon in full force.
Yes.
Oh, boy. If you want to see a light show tonight, crank out the old beach chairs, go in the backyard, stick them out, look up.
And they also wanted to touch on this because we had been hearing about the whole Secretary of State position, Marco Rubio moving into that, of course, and Rick Scott being someone that was expected to step up, but he got rejected because, you know, so the Rick Scott hype lasted for about 20 minutes. But Scott is backing RNC Chair Laura Trump to replace Marco in his Senate seat if he moves up to the Secretary of State spot. Scott wrote on X that President-elect Trump's daughter-in-law would do well as a senator and, quote, represent Floridians well, unquote. Scott told Axios that he hopes Florida Governor Ron DeSantis picks her.
Okay, there's something going on. Was this early B footage or is this live now?
This was at 8:30 this morning.
Okay, so there was a big bust-em-up on the 10 freeway this morning.
Yes, thank goodness I'm not seeing anything like that.
Heck yes, that's why we just check it on. President-elect Trump continues to announce his choices for key positions in his administration, but his pick for Secretary of State drawing a lot of concern today. Fox's Rich Edson has more from the State Department.
How about a nomination for Secretary of State who's banned from going to China? That could be an issue since Secretaries of State do go to China. That would be Senator Marco Rubio. He is President-elect Trump's choice to run the State Department. He also was sanctioned by China 4 years ago for retaliation for U.S. sanctions on China. In a 2022 speech, Rubio called China the threat that will define the century and pushed a law through Congress that largely bans imports from the Xinjiang region of China, where the U.S. government says goods are made with Uyghur forced labor.
I did not know that Marco Rubio was sanctioned/banned from China. You learn something new every day.
I don't think it hurt him at this point.
No. Up until now, I don't think he's lost sleep over it. If anything, he probably wore it as a badge of honor.
And I'm sure we'll get an addendum to that decision.
Absolutely. 4:15 on the nose here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, we got several issues. I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Got some issues there. Got a little bit on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Brent Lane, and on 9 Mile Road near the intersection with Palafox Street as well. That's been giving us trouble, of course, especially as we've been hearing about some of these CSX railroad closures, so on and so forth. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it is 77 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow should be a beautiful day and a little bit cooler. High of 71, low of 53. Wow, how about that? Actually, I think it says tonight's low is 55. Yes, I got to learn to read. Friday, low of 53, high of 71. That should be beautiful.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, you were talking about those CSX railroad crossings here.
Indeed.
Today's closures, I started contacting CSX and getting some of these names for you.
Thank you so much for that.
Today's closures included East Kingsfield, Old Kemp Strand, and Archer Road, and they're still in effect. So if you're going through those you're not going to go through those intersections, what I should be telling you. Why are they doing this? They're doing a maintenance along those tracks. Should be completed sometime in December. Traffic will be detoured during that time. So if you're on those three roads, again, East Kingsfield, Old Kimstrand, Archer Road, you got problems this afternoon crossing the railroad tracks.
And the roads aren't looking too bad right now on my end, but as we get into the 5 o'clock hour and people increasingly start getting off of work, I'm sure it will ramp up. So yes, brace for that for sure. Also wanted to touch on this. The mother and alleged accomplice of Home Depot shooter Keith Agee is set to go on trial next week. Sheila Agee is facing a charge of principal to first degree premeditated murder, and jury selection for her trial is set to begin Monday. She's accused of helping her son coordinate the murder of his partner, Brooklyn Sims, through a series of text messages encouraging him to kill the woman. Keith Agee was sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to first-degree premeditated murder earlier this year.
Boy, I tell you, I read in and looked at the notes on that trial. Bizarre.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That mother must have loved her son a lot to do those terrible things.
It is.
Anyway, going back to the court here. I need to tell you about this. Here's the latest from the National Hurricane Center. Forecasters say the area of disturbed weather known as Invest 99L has been upgraded to Tropical Storm Sarah. Expect the system to become Hurricane Sarah by tomorrow. It poses no threat to the Gulf Coast communities of the Florida Panhandle. Sarah does present a threat to Central South Florida and the Keys next week. Forecasters indicate the storm could make landfall as a Cat 1 or 2 event. Atlantic hurricane season ended up in about 16 days.
And, you know, speaking of Tropical Storm Sarah, it has delayed the SS United States moving from Philadelphia to the Gulf Coast. The ocean liner was set to begin the journey with several tugs hauling it to the Port of Mobile tomorrow, but with Sarah expected to move into the Gulf next week, it is being pushed back. There's currently no word on when the move will be rescheduled, but once the ocean liner, of course, makes it to the Gulf Coast, it's going to be, it will eventually be used as an artificial reef off the coast of Okaloosa County.
Yeah, I think Philadelphia just wants it out of their port.
That too.
But if you remember the rocket ship that was down on Palafox Street, the city of Pensacola, the port of Pensacola, made an enormous amount of money on that ship just sitting there. I mean, a lot of money. So maybe Philadelphia wants the ship to hang around a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure there's pros and cons.
All right. Counties along Texas border with Mexico staying Republican this election cycle. Fox's Brooke Taylor has details from Eagle Pass, Texas.
We spoke to so many people. These are families with very similar stories. They can't go to the grocery store and afford food, and they're sick of what's going on here at the border, ultimately impacting their communities. And Trump nearly swept all of the counties along the southern border that typically vote Democrat right here in Maverick County. It is the first time they voted Republican since 1928. And Democrats, well, they can't seem to understand why. A recent clip from The View going viral claiming voters, because of misogyny and sexism that they voted for Trump. The people we spoke to, business owners, mothers, and everyday voters, they told me they wanted to vote for someone who is going to address the issues that they deal with on a daily basis.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break.
People when we fed up with it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. When we return, we'll actually keep with the Texan theme because we got the FBI saying that they stopped a terrorist plot in Texas. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on today. Yeah, you're probably leaving the office just about now, or maybe doing some last-minute grocery shopping. Taking care of it. Thanks for taking us along. We do appreciate that. NAS Pensacola is going to have a new skipper tomorrow. Current commanding officer, Captain Terry Shashati, is retiring after 26 years. Great Navy career. Captain Chandra Newman is going to take over the reins. A ceremony being held tomorrow on base over the Naval Air Museum.
Yeah, I think I told you earlier that I've actually worked with Terry's son, and in the capacity that I've been, you know, that I've seen him, whether it be on WEAR or just stuff I've heard about him, it seems like a very good guy, and this seems like a very worthy passing of the torch here. So that's some good news for
you. Congratulations on his retirement.
Absolutely. All righty. So Hopefully I can keep the good news going here. 425. Let's get another
quick check. Go ahead.
Let's get another quick check of the roads and weather here. This is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. All righty. Looking at the roads here. Still got those issues on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and a little bit at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, going to basically be the same. Pretty fair, sunny skies, but the high will be lower, 71 with a low of 53.
And there will be a beaver moon.
Yes, that too.
Don't forget the supermoon. Oh, how can you help? Just look up.
If you forget about it, you'll soon be reminded, yeah.
Okay, I've got another candidate for our Knucklehead Award. We already had one earlier in the week, and here we go. This one probably will take it. Federal officials say a Houston man is in custody, accused of supporting ISIS and planning a terror attack on U.S. soil. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
Anas Saeed, charged with one count of attempting to provide support or resources to a terrorist organization.
He admitted to discussing how best to conduct an attack on local military recruiting centers. He admitted to wanting to use explosives to commit a mass killing here in Houston.
Special agent in charge of the FBI Houston, Doug Williams. The 28-year-old, who was born in Houston, taken into custody last week. Officials also allege he was attempting to produce ISIS propaganda and offering his home as safe sanctuary to ISIS operatives. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty, 427 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Got another top story here for you nationally. Crews are steadily making progress battling blazes on both coasts. The nearly 21,000-acre mountain fire in California's Ventura County is now 79% contained a week after it started. And at last check, flames had destroyed at least 239 structures. Meanwhile, on the East Coast, forest fire rangers are getting a better handle on the large brush fire burning on the New Jersey-New York border. The Jennings Creek wildfire 50% contained after scorching several thousand acres on its own.
Let me zero in a little bit closer. Bring in that that microscope. Take a look at Gulf Breeze here. The zoo has a new resident, and just in time for the holiday season.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Gosh.
Only a hippopotamus will do.
You betcha. The zoo says one of their Nile hippos named Cleopatra gave birth recently to a baby male calf who is named Chibuzo, and both are said to be doing in just excellent condition currently on exhibit. The zoo says you can see Cleopatra and Chibuzo from their Safari Express train. And if you drive down, it's funny, when you're heading east on 98 and you go past the zoo, you can see the giraffes sticking their heads
I believe
up,
you. You know, yeah. You go they're down. Pretty hard to hide.
Oh, they're beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
Boo at the Zoo was a great event this year. Nice job, guys. It was fun, it was great, and it was very exciting.
We've talked about one or two viral baby hippos online, and now Gulf Breeze
the
Zoo.
The real things.
Yeah, and now Gulf Breeze Zoo has a baby hippo. I mean, that's really the end thing right now.
Gulf Breeze is cool, man. Come on.
Oh, absolutely. And a teen is pleading guilty. Here's something that's not cool, Chris. A teen is pleading guilty in hundreds of swatting calls across the United States. The Department of Justice said 18-year-old Californian Alan Fillion pleaded guilty to four counts of making interstate threats to injure the person of another. Authorities say he could spend up to 5 years in prison for each count, and his sentencing is set for February. He made over 375 swatting and threat calls between the end of 2022 and the beginning of 2024.
Are you kidding me?
In some of them, he claimed to have planted bombs into locations or threatened to detonate them or conduct mass shootings.
Getting dangerous.
That's a knucklehead of the year right there.
It's getting just downright dangerous there. Thinking about driving around here, picking up on some gas this afternoon. Let me give you some spots here. You can save yourself some money. On Gulf Breeze at Walmart, 265. Pace Raceway, 264. Cantonment, 257. And if you cruise it along Davis Highway this afternoon in Pensacola, your average regular gas price is $2.59.
Fox News.
News, I'm Tom Graham. President-elect Trump selecting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, making the announcement on X.
The president-elect saying this about RFK Jr., that Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who've engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it comes to public health.
Fox's Aisha Hosni there. President Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping one last time as commander-in-chief during the APEC summit in Peru.
It's an important opportunity to mark the progress that we've made in the relationship and also to manage it through this delicate period of transition.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan traveling aboard Air Force One. The president also scheduled to meet with the leaders of South Korea and Japan this week before traveling to Brazil for his last G20 summit. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Norfolk Southern and activist Ann Cora striking a deal to help avert a second proxy fight. Norfolk's board will expand now to 14 members as part of that settlement. Ann Cora pursued the fight after former CEO Alan Shaw was ousted over an inappropriate workplace relationship. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping more than 200 points, the S&P 500 off 36, and the NASDAQ tumbling 123. Diamond Sports is reaching a deal with Amazon's Prime Video that will see its 16 regional sports networks offered on their streaming platform. The FanDuel Sports Network will be available for Prime users living within a team's designated geographic area. U.S. crude oil futures for December climbing slightly today, up 0.4%, residing under $69 a barrel for December delivery. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Galba, the Sports Minute. The legendary Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders keeps saying he isn't interested in coaching in the NFL. However, that won't stop people in the media, though, from predicting which team Deion and Shedeur Sanders will be a package deal for come the 2025 season. I believe Coach Prime when he says that he won't be coaching in the NFL, and if he were to leave Colorado, I do truly believe it would be for another college destination and not to go lead an NFL organization. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday night report absolutely free on recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. Washington at Philadelphia. Tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and total. Washington Philly confirmed analysis, plus hoops and college football. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now. Hear them for free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Washington, Philly, plus college football, hoops, and special prop action. I love to go 5-0 in the season free. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. There was just no news today other than our local congressman being nominated for attorney general, him resigning his seat, opening up all of the speculation floodgates about who's going to replace him, when that person would be put in office, and whether even former Congressman Gates can be confirmed or even needs to be. We had a really interesting interview with Alex Andrade about that. He says recess appointment. Doesn't even have to have Senate confirmation. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. I hope you're having a really great Thursday afternoon. Thanks a lot for letting us come along with you. By the way, today, maybe you don't know this, but I'd let you in on it. Red Cup Day over at Starbucks. It is the 2024 edition of Red Cup Day. It's underway at participating Northwest Florida locations. Now, during the day-long event, they've been distributing these free, limited 16-ounce reusable red cups, as they say here, while supplies last. I bet you they might be out by now, but try them. If you go by there, pick up a little red cup. You got to buy one of the chain's holiday drinks. There's the hook right there. So, But anyway, those are the iconic red cups over at Starbucks.
All right.
That's happening today.
Yeah. Be there or be square.
That's exactly right.
All righty. Wanted to let you know that we do have a college football game on tonight. And it's a smaller game, of course. It's a Thursday night game. But I do want to give a shout out here to one team involved in this. Tulsa welcoming East Carolina for a battle in the American Athletic Conference. East Carolina enters the game 5-4. They've won back-to-back games. Tulsa, meanwhile, has a record of 3-6. They lost last week. Kickoff, 6:30 p.m. But I wanted to give a shout out to East Carolina because they are a team that has struggled for years, and then a couple years ago they had like an 8-win season, and that's huge for them. But they had so much talent that left all at the same time, and we had a Florida State situation. They collapsed to like 2-10. So to see them now with a winning record, to see them trying to bounce back on a pretty steep upward trajectory is pretty cool. But yeah, that's just me.
Good for them. And you guys over at ESPN Pensacola got a big game tonight on.
Yes, we do.
Washington Philadelphia game.
Absolutely. Two of the most pleasant surprises in the league.
It's going to be a game. 6:30 pregame. They kick it off at about 7:15. That's over at ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Let me talk about some high school stuff real quick. We'll zip through this here.
I'll allow it.
Six Pensacola area football teams found out their seasons would be continuing at least through mid-November, with the Florida High School Athletic Association revealing the branches for all eight classifications of postseason. Let me go through them real quick. Region 1, 6A, it is Pace Aviato. The prediction, sir?
Oh, man, I got to go with Pace. As I said, they've got something to prove. Nothing against Aviato, whatever. Nothing against them, but other than they got a name that's hard to pronounce. But Pace has been a great story this year. And who knows, maybe it's just my alumni mindset, but I got the Patriots.
Okay, they're playing this over at Patriot Stadium.
Exactly.
So, a little bit of history. Pace, last time on November 1st, they won 49-0 against Milton Aviato. They won November 1st, 59-0 against Eustis. These are powerful teams.
These are not schmucks.
You think we're going to see some offense?
Just a bit.
Okay, Tate versus number one Nice. What do you got on it?
I am taking Tate. I'm standing by him. That is, by the way, if you want to listen to that game, that will also be on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, because it's 7 o'clock over in Jacksonville. Jordan Glass on the call. And, man, I want to take Tate, but I know that Nice is going to be pretty tough. So it'll be a tough fought win for the Aggies.
Okay, actually, the State boys are predicting Tate to win that game.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, Escambia versus number 6 Riverside.
I'll take Escambia. They're the higher seed. Riverside's a consistent playoff power, but Escambia is a consistent team in this area, so I'll take the Gators.
The prediction is, on the statewide level, Escambia defeating Riverside. Of course, they play that over at Mitt Smith tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff on that game. Pine Forest, let me clear it up, number 4, Pine Forest, number 5, Ed White.
I think we found out earlier this week that I'm taking every local team to win these games, but I made a note on Pine Forest. They are the biggest question mark with me. Tate's a question mark because they're just such a lower seed. But Pine Forest, they've had some ups and downs, very turbulent year. They'll win, but close.
Well, Pine Forest having to make that 10 freeway journey over to Jacksonville for that game.
Yes.
That will be interesting. Number 2, Pensacola Catholic versus number 7, Walton. And the prediction.
This is the most confident one because, as we mentioned earlier this week, Catholic and Walton played a month ago, and Catholic decimated them. I can't imagine Walton makes that big of a swing to where this time around they win. I got to take Catholic, and I got to take them big.
Well, the boys in South Florida, same thing. So Pensacola Catholic will get the nod on that one. They're playing this one over at Gorecki LeBeau Stadium. So that's a 7:30 kickoff on that game. And final game, not least the final, but the final game, Jay versus Fort White.
Jay, easy. I think I can count on one hand the amount of games they've had where they've given up over 10 points. So I gotta go with the Royals there. I'm kind of exaggerating, but you get the idea.
They're playing it over Benny Russell, kickoff at 7:30. So there's some of the high school activities that we will be following.
All righty, 4:42 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Lindsey Vonn, you ever heard of her?
I love her skiing. I love her style. I'm glad, you know, she was with Tiger Woods for many years. She returned to the ski season. She's returning to the ski season this year. Am I correct?
Yes. The Olympic gold medalist coming out of retirement ahead of the 2026 games in Italy. She told the New York Times that she only reconsidered her return after a successful knee replacement surgery 7 months prior. The 40-year-old last competed professionally in February of 2019 at the FIS Alpine World Ski Championships in Sweden. She won bronze there.
Okay.
And the women's downhill.
We've chatted about this before, the Tropicana Field down in St. Pete, Clearwater. Well, Florida's baseball team, of course, for the Tampa Bay Rays, will have a temporary home next season. And Fox's Jared Max has more on the story.
Next baseball season, they'll play their home games on the road, but they'll still be near home. The Tampa Bay Rays, who regularly make their home in St. Petersburg, will play 81 home games in Tampa next year at Steinbrenner Field, the spring training home of the Yankees. This because the Rays' home stadium, Tropicana Field, needs extensive repairs after much of the Teflon-coated fiberglass roof was ripped off by Hurricane Milton October 9th. The AP says the Yankees will get $15 million for making Steinbrenner Field available to the Rays, whose principal owner, Stuart Sternberg, said, "You're going to see Major League Baseball in a small environment. There are only around 11,000 seats, still the largest site for spring training in Florida." MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred stated, "Players can remain home without disruption to their families." Jared Max, Fox News.
Steinbrenner Field, right? I always think of George Costanza when I hear that. Do you remember when
his boss.
Seinfeld? Well, you know, when he was working
worked
with the
for
Yankees.
The Yankees. Yeah.
Always, I get a smile out of that one.
All righty, 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And luckily, when I say quick, I mean it. But we do see some congestion increasing on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be just west of Palafox Street. Be on the lookout for that. And Chris, in a moment, you've got the CSX closures here. Also have some issues at the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox and I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Beyond that, man, if you're traveling on Highway 90 westbound, coming from UWF and heading over the water to get towards Pace, we do have some heavy congestion there that reaches for a bit. If there is an accident in that area, it has not yet been confirmed. And then it's just Highway 90 traveling westbound over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, an even better day, high of 71, low of 53.
Motorists continue to experience delays at several CSX transportation railroad crossings here in Escambia County. Some motorists even saying the four-letter word while there. It's been a frustrating week for a lot of folks, and we understand. Today's closures included so far East Kingsfield, Old Kempstrand, and Archer Road. The project allows crews to perform maintenance along those tracks. Maintenance should be completed in December. Traffic will be detoured during this time. So if you're having to deal with it, we're sorry.
Yes. Sorry to hear that, brother or sister. All righty. Always give you your stock numbers every hour. Well, Wall Street closing with stocks lower at the closing bell. The Dow fell by 207 points to 43,750. The S&P 500 fell by 36 points to 59,49. And the NASDAQ dropped by 123 points to 19,107.
All right. Speculation continues about who could be interested in replacing Matt Gaetz in the U.S. House, as he anticipates being confirmed as the U.S. Attorney General. There's a lot of talk locally about the candidates, State Representative Alex Andrade.
It's not going to be like some type of open primary where everyone is a free-for-all. There will be a primary, and then a few weeks later, there will be a general. Hopefully, it'll happen quickly. I saw the announcement from Governor DeSantis that he'd already directed Secretary of State Cord Byrd to come up with a plan before he comes back from Italy. So I think you'll have that announcement, at least on the congressional special elections, in the next few days.
Okay, and there's no word as of yet on who is interested in that congressional seat at this point. I do know Michelle Saltzman has showed some interest in that seat. On the Democratic side, Gay Valamont expected to begin campaigning once again for the seat that she lost to Matt Gaetz just a mere couple of days ago.
All right. And speaking with the action that the state of Florida has going in and around the Sunshine State, Florida taking legal action against a FEMA worker accused of ignoring hurricane victims who displayed signs supporting President-elect Donald Trump. Of course, this has been a developing story. Attorney General Ashley Moody says a lawsuit has been filed against former FEMA supervisor Marnie Washington and the agency's current administrator, Deanne Criswell. Moody says that she's going to find out how far the political discrimination reaches and to make sure all Americans who fall victim to storms are served. Complaints claims at least 20 homes in Lake Placid were skipped due to Washington's guidance after the area was hit by Helene and Milton.
448, News Radio 92.3. We're treading into waters we've never really treaded before. The Department of Homeland Security has a first-of-a-kind guideline now for developing AI for critical infrastructure. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
With power grids and water systems increasingly deploying artificial intelligence, DHS has released a framework to address vulnerabilities from natural disasters and cyber attacks. The framework was put together by public and private sector stakeholders, including AI developers and consumer protection advocates. Among the recommendations, strongly vetting hardware and software suppliers to protect physical security and data centers. The framework comes as Congress considers potential regulations and legislation for AI developers. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, 448. Oh, go ahead.
No.
Where
just,
are my manners?
I was just agreeing. I was just, yeah.
Ditto to that. All right. 448 here. The FBI seizing Polymarket CEO Shane Copeland's cell phone and other devices. They conducted a raid on his NYC apartment yesterday. 26-year-old runs a financial exchange that wagered controversially and now President-elect Trump's favor in the November election. He was home when the agents entered his apartment and turned over his devices. NBC reports. Sources are not clear on whether Copeland or Polymarket are targets of an investigation. So NBC's reporting, these turnovers and so on and so forth, but sources aren't clear on whether this is actually an investigation. Sounds like one to me.
Okay. What is it? If it looks like an investigation, it probably is an investigation.
Yeah, if it looks and smells like one.
It's probably an investigation.
We're getting pretty close.
Okay, home buyers, home sellers, you know who you are. Are you watching the mortgage numbers today? If you are, here they come. Mortgage rates steady. Mortgage Daily News reporting benchmark 30-year fixed 7.01%. Latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.3%. 0.37% in Austin. Had a chance to work with do you know who Hoda Kotb is?
Yes, I do.
The host over at NBC. Well, she got her start at WDSU Television over in New Orleans and had a chance to work with her for years when I was over there. Nice lady. She's of Indian descent.
Right.
And what a rich history she has brought to the show she's appeared on. Anyway, a familiar face will take over for a departing morning show host. I'm going to put in here an iconic morning show host. Fox's Monica DeLuca has the report.
NBC's Today Show has named a replacement for Hoda Kotb's departure in January. Craig Melvin will join Savannah Guthrie as the main co-host of the morning show. Melvin will continue to co-anchor the third hour of Today with Al Roker, Dylan Dreyer, and Chanel Jones. The fourth hour of the morning show, called Today with Hoda and Jenna, will be renamed Today with Jenna and Friends, with a rotating series of co-hosts to join Jenna Bush Hager. Hoda's last day will be January 10th, and Craig will start January 13th. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
One thing you have to always be cautious of as a talent when they hire you on, you know, is you start out in, Austin and Chris or something like that.
Right.
But then it becomes very, very cautious, treading water very carefully when they start putting up their Austin and Friends.
You go, I'm no longer being name dropped.
Generic title. They're going to insert anybody they want to in there.
Right. You're not a special
this
anymore.
This isn't our first rodeo, let me tell you.
4:51 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, McDonald's, they were already in some hot water with some E. coli issues, yeah. But now the waters have gotten a bit deeper. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Back after this.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign-In Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
You don't have time for small sales, so we're going big. For one day only, you can get up to 50% off New South Windows and Doors. Just visit our showroom on November 16th and bring your window and door measurements for 40% off. Want that extra 10% off? Show your U.S. military ID or bring a Toys for Tots donation. Get New South Windows and Doors for up to half the price, in person only. November 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit newsouthwindow.com/50 to find a showroom near you.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Hope you're having a good Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on, Austin. You know, Thanksgiving, just days away.
Indeed.
Oh, my gosh. I'm already started putting my list together and thinking first and twice and three times are nice, but I'm not sure I'm getting there, but I'm working on it. Shoppers are getting ready for their annual meal. Yes, they are. The Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index data coming out today showing consumer prices rose in October. A survey from Butterball found that 98% of consumers expect inflation to impact their holiday plans, up from 79% in 2023. What's your favorite? Turkey, ham? What do you go for?
It depends on how the turkey's prepared. I know turkey can be pretty dry. So I like ham. I'm a ham guy because I think there's more ways that it can be prepared that I would prefer it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes turkey's dry. If you deep fry it, maybe we'll talk.
Ever have a turducken?
No, but I've heard about it.
Well, they're great. Synonymous to Louisiana.
Have you had it? Well, you should.
Absolutely right.
All righty, 4:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some very bad issues on Highway 90. If you are traveling traveling eastbound, coming from UWF over the water, heading into Pace, we do have some backups bleeding back to UWF and now onto Scenic. There's no confirmation of an accident or anything. Construction often goes on in that area. Could be adding to some of the congestion there, but we will keep an eye on that and keep you updated whenever we can. Also have some issues on 9 Mile Road. This is if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Got some issues there. And on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 53. Should be another sunny, clear, and all-around gorgeous day.
Okay, if you're going to watch that NFL game tonight, the Washington-Philadelphia game. Could be kind of interesting. Temperatures a little chilly on the low 40s, upper 30s.
I don't doubt
the game. So that'll be something to kind of consider, something different.
Yeah.
Rather than the guy. What drives me crazy sometimes when I see the football players with their pants cut off to their groin. You know what I'm saying? It's like those short football pants they wear.
Yeah.
Do they start wearing longer pants once it gets cold?
I mean, some
if they're
of
smart,
them.
Maybe they will.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you'll see players wearing hoodies under their jerseys, but sometimes, man, they're just out there as raw as ever.
Yeah, those short pants.
Arms, legs, and everything.
Those short pants freak me out. Okay, social media founder remakes a song in the name of love. Monica DeLuca has more.
Mark Zuckerberg released a song with T-Pain, a remix of the hit Get Low. Zuckerberg says he made the song for his wife. The CEO of Meta writing on Instagram, Get Low was playing when I first met Priscilla at a college party. So every year we listen to it on our dating anniversary. The duo releasing the song with the combined name of Z-Pain. Priscilla, who tied the knot with Mark in 2012, responded saying, can't quite get as low anymore, but more in love and grateful for that love than ever. Love you, MZ. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
I hope he doesn't give up his daytime job.
Oh, you didn't like that? You didn't like that that remake there?
What was that?
Have you ever heard the original song?
Oh, no.
Well, I'm not going to sing it.
Good. Spare us, please.
Because it is not ideal. But I'll tell you this. The tone and the beat does not sound anything like that. I'll tell you that much. All righty. Hinted at this before the break. The number of people affected by an E. coli outbreak tied to slivered onions. Silver. If you're eating silver, we got a problem. Outbreak tied to slivered onions that were served on McDonald's Quarter Pounder hamburgers is rising. McDonald's already faces several lawsuits filed in connection with the outbreak, of course. In a statement, the fast food giant says it will never compromise on food safety and that it remains, quote, committed to doing the right thing.
You know, I always like talking about good things happening to good people around the area.
Yeah.
A new chief executive officer is headed for Florida West. Great operation. It really is. Chris Platt succeeds Brian Hilson, who departed back in July. Rick Byers of Florida Power & Light, he's been serving as interim CEO. Florida West Board Chair David Baer says Platt's proven track record will be a pivotal enhancement in attracting industrial and commercial investments. Platt assumes the CEO role on December 16th, and we welcome him to Pensacola. And what a great organization Florida West is, first of all. So we've got another classic and class act coming to skipper that organization.
Yeah. Absolutely. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming up in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.